Hellman on CliffCentral.com.
Yeah, man, one of the biggest events on the annual Cool Kid event calendar. It's Deleuze's all-white pool party. Second year in a row, Cliff Central was out there chatting to all the rock stars who hang out in Deleuze's backyard at his house, because that's literally how the whole thing rolls out. And this year, again, loads of celebrities from AKA to Bonang to KO. We touched base with a lot of the influential people on that guest list to find out where they're at, what they think makes a good party, so on and so forth. I think we should kick it off with a guy that we had on the show not so long ago, a couple of days ago, actually, KO, Mr. Cash Time himself. We caught up with him at Deleuze's all-white pool party. Here's Mr. KO.
KO, I almost feel like I don't need to ask you what's happening because I follow you on Snapchat. So I know that you've just been performing and living your best life. And I mean, I see Snapchats of you. You literally take me through everything that you're wearing.
Yes,
and then
sir.
I'm like, that's basically my bond.
Yes, sir. Hey, man. I'm trying to do my best, to contribute into the society by giving people some fashion tips, because some people really, really, really need those. So... Lessons.
It's important. You see, you're becoming like the Khaled of South Africa on Snapchat. All these goals.
Yeah.
Tell me about this watch on your wrist.
It's a Karl Lagerfeld, timepiece. Got it from somewhere. Beautiful. I like good things. I like accessories. I like to, just coordinate everything that I wear. You know what I mean? It's rose gold. Goes with my shades.
Yeah.
You understand me? So, I mean, and I've got, like, it goes with that as well.
Yeah, you got the rose gold wrist thing going on.
Yes, sir. So, that's what we do, man. Coordinate.
But now, you must make it really hard for people who want to ever buy you a gift. Because, first of all, there's probably, like, an entry price point. So, I guess maybe, like, a homemade thing is the best way to go here.
See, here's the thing. I'm not really big on, people buying me gifts. Because, normally, you don't actually... have to bother yourself putting yourself under unnecessary pressure. I appreciate just the thought alone, you know what I mean? If I want to buy myself something expensive, I can do that myself. You don't have to put yourself under that pressure. I'm very grateful and I'm appreciative. You can bring me a peach, it doesn't matter, you know what I mean? Bring me an apple, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I just appreciate the thought. That's the type of person that I am.
It was so cool having you on the show recently. And like I said in that interview, and I say it every time, you're such a dope dude. What's the most expensive thing you've bought for someone outside your parents? Because I know that you've sorted them out proper in life now. But outside of your parents, what's the most expensive thing you've done for someone else?
For someone else. I have a very big giving heart. But I don't think I've actually outdone anything, anyone. Well, I haven't outdone the gifts that I've done for my parents.
Yeah.
Maybe
which is the most important thing.
Yeah, you know what I mean? But I think probably the craziest I've gone was buy my chick a laptop or like a MacBook, as a matter of fact, that's probably like the craziest I've gone with it.
See, you're a good bait to have. They must never let you go when they get you in their hands.
Absolutely.
Listen, just before you wrap it up, advice to the dudes that aren't KO, so they're not as cool as you, but they still want to find love at the all-white party. What can they do?
The trick is to keep it real smooth, and you need to show a sense of confidence. You know what I mean? There's nothing... that puts a lady off, than someone who doesn't actually have any sense of confidence at all, a low level of self-esteem. I always preach this whole topic. I mean, the last time I was on the show, I was talking about the same thing. Confidence is very important. If you can't look a lady in the eye, you might as well forget it, because she can't take you serious. You know what I mean? If you really mean what you're saying, she can read it in your eyes, and be stern, man. Be stern. But yeah, man, keep it real smooth. Be slick. I hope you come out, smelling really good. Good cologne. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's the first
thing. Clean. Step. Make sure that your outfit is clean. Can't come to an all-white party with dusty clothes. You know what I mean? Something that's looking almost off-whitish at an all-white party. Not because that's the color, because
it's dirty.
Just washed up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You can't do that.
Exactly. So make sure you keep it clean and keep it smooth, man. Be a gentleman and be confident.
Rockstar. Kara, thank you so much. One of these days I'm going to force you to be my gym buddy.
Oh, yeah.
We can go clap it out, bruh.
Yeah. I mean, we're trying to get in there. We're trying to build these packs.
Got to go for it, bro. You I need some tips from you on the bench press front.
Yes, sir. Yes,
Rockstar Care, thank you so much.
Thanks, brother.
He's big in the gym. He's actually big in a lot of different places. And I only know this because of Snapchat. He's big on fashion. He's big on gymming. He's big on making music. He's KO. He's really cool. He's poised to have a super, super massive 2016. Also out at the All White Pool Party, Melissa Allison, who we're a big fan of. Of course, she was a runner-up in Idols that year that Kaya won. But she's gone on to have an incredibly successful music career in her own right. And she looked unbelievably fly at the All White Pool Party. Let's touch base with her real quick.
So, I mean, there's a lot of beautiful women out at the All White Party.
So many.
But then Melissa Allison walks in and she just shuts the situation down.
Why you got to be so nice, eh? What
but
you want?
But it's true.
You, what you want?
No, you totally knew that when you looked in the mirror before you left.
I honestly thought I was overdressed. I was like, oh my God.
How do we describe what you're wearing?
Well, this is a bohemian vibe, right?
Yeah.
It's made by a designer called Tavia. I just hooked up with her recently, so I thought, you know what? Please make me something for the white party, man. Because I've never been. So I'm like, you need to represent. Yeah, so it's very bohemian. It's like you can take it off. You can take this little dressy, over dressy thingy off.
Yes, it's like a bikini with like a wrap kind of vibe. It's I like the fact that you had something designed for it. It means that you're on that level.
Yes, I need to be on that level. Guys, we come to the old what, man. You have to be on that level.
What's the latest on the music front? I know everything's going good. We're still playing that single of yours.
Oh, awesome.
What else is happening? Yes.
Well, I just released Wine It Up recently. Doing a music video next week.
Cool.
The same designer that designed this is doing the stuff with the music video as well. I'm releasing another single in 2 months' time, I think, or a month's time, called Still Believe. So it's very house-orientated. Tribal house though, so it appeals to like the
tribal
African
market. House.
Yes, so I'm busy recording all the time, writing all the time, making sure that I can get my album out soon as well. So yeah,
very, very cool. And then, you know, the most important question is, where's Bay?
Why are you guys to ask me those things? Me, I don't have no bae.
That's really not the most important question, actually.
What is a bae? No, I don't have such things, eh? Unfortunately, I need to focus.
Yeah, it's important.
But sometimes you just mark for that, you know, companionship.
Or maybe, I don't know.
Companionship.
Have you spotted any talent at the All White so far?
Not so much. Everybody's got like these shades on, so I can't actually see your eyes. And
you
eyes
just
is a big thing for me.
Such shade at every dude that's at the All White Party. You basically said they're all not good looking.
Okay, you know what, eh? I spotted a few. If I can see your eyes, then I can see your face. You know what I mean? But if you're shading up the whole time, what now? What now?
All right, so advice to all the guys at the All White Party. If you want to catch Melissa Allison's attention, you have to take the shades off. That's step number one.
You see your soul, man.
Got to see the soul. Yes. Well, listen, your soul is always so beautiful, and I mean that. I really, really do. So thank you so, so much for hanging out.
Thank you. It was awesome. Thank you, man.
Melissa Allison there. And hey, speaking of her, she recently collaborated with the Little Trix, who's new on the music scene. You might not have heard of this guy, but you got to go and check out some of his stuff on the internet. Little Trix poised to have a really big year. Here's his take on the All White Pool Party.
All right, Little Trix, is this the first time at the All White Pool Party?
Yeah, it's the first time, and it's just a bit, it's different because I don't know anybody, so... You know, I'm still trying to get used to it.
But you're doing such big stuff. I was just speaking to your friend Melissa Allison just now.
Yeah, is it? She's here.
Yeah, she's here. You see, you got your mates that you're on tracks with and everything. You just got to find them. There's quite a few people here. You got to find the people you know.
Yeah, it's just very crowded, so it's hard to spot them.
But listen, dude, everybody's going to know you very soon. It looks like you've started the year off with a bang, and it's going to be a big 2016 for you. What do you want out of this year?
What do I want? Well, I want everybody to know me. So, like, when they see me, they'll actually recognize me and not just be like, okay, this is just, you know. So, I actually want to get out there more. I want people to hear me more. I want people to hear my music more. I want to be performing more. So, I just want to be, like, really in that mainstream section so that I'm recognizable.
Rockstar, bro. Yeah. What do you think it is that people are going to find the most interesting about you?
Definitely my music, because, I mean... I'm doing something that really no rapper's doing right now. I'm trying to make music that's actually timeless, because these days rappers just follow the same formula. And if you listen to my music, I'm not trying to do what they're doing. You know, I don't like when they say I have new music coming out, but the new music is like the old music, you know? So it's kind of like everybody's just following the same formula. I'm trying to create my own.
Very cool. Now, we were speaking about that watch of yours just now.
Yes.
You got that from your girlfriend's mom.
Yeah, my girlfriend's mom was
Which
a birthday
means
present.
That there's no, you can't be looking for any bays here.
No, I'm not on the lookout at the moment.
You see, you wrapped up, you got someone.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you don't need to. I just feel like if you're happy, you don't need to do anything more.
Absolutely.
And I'm happy, so.
Well, listen, dude, very cool touching base. We must get you on the show for a full chat one of these days. You're doing some really, really dope stuff.
That would be amazing.
Is there anything that we should really be pushing right now?
Really be pushing? My new single just came out. It's called Wonderful. It features Rouge, Slicka, and Melissa Allison. It's available on iTunes. You can stream it on SoundCloud. You can just Google Lil Trix and you can find everything there.
Fantastic. Lil Trix, thanks so much for hanging out.
Thanks so much for having me.
He's going to have a really big year. It's Lil Trix out at the All White Pool Party. Also out at that All White Pool Party. In fact, she's been there since the beginning. Like, it's the seventh year that they've done this now. But she's been there since it was just a party in Deleuze's backyard and there was one bar, as we'll hear in a second. Someone that we really dig on the show. Someone who's on air right now on another station. So it's cool to hear her voice in two places at once. Ms. Cosmo. She's one of the most fantastic hip-hop DJs in the country. And she's also ridiculously good-looking. Here's my chat with her out at Deleuze's annual Big Thang. All right, out with Miss Cosmo at the All White Pool Party. And even I was emotionally invested in you getting your weave yesterday.
Oh, wow, really? Did everybody see that? Oh, my gosh, the weave is saved. Yay!
I was invested. I was watching Tumi Mohale's Snapchats.
Yes.
And
she was so annoying. Oh, my gosh. She was on top of me the whole time. Why are you late? Your appointment was at 9. You only got here at 10. Look now. Now you're wasting people's time. Oh, now you want to do a weave. I thought you wanted to get a wig. Yeah, yeah. Like, she was just all over
I
me.
I like it, though. It's really, really dope. It was very, very... Because, as I said, I was emotionally invested.
Yeah.
It was long. You cut it quite a bit. I didn't see the final product. So, seeing it now at the All White Party is dope.
Yeah, it's very... Well, I'm quite excited about it. And I also got my hair done at Candy & Co. And they're out here as well. So, I'm feeling pretty.
Listen, we spoke to you last year at the All White Party.
Yes.
And I know that you've been here like since the beginning.
Yes.
You used to come when there was like 5 or 6 people around the pool.
Yeah, yeah. Like, we used to all gather around here. There was only one bar.
Yeah.
And we'd finish the alcohol in like a matter of 2-3 hours. And then Les used to have like a skate ramp as well, because he used to do a lot of stuff with DC Shoes. We used to just literally come out here, hang out with a bunch of friends, Bryce and meet, have some alcohol, chill out. It was really dope, and it's definitely evolved compared to what it was in the beginning. And it's nice to see that he's actually growing himself, he's growing his brand.
Yeah.
And people keep wanting to come. And he's not necessarily pushing people to get here. People want to be part of this thing. He's creating a movement, which is really awesome.
I asked you last year, I'll ask you this year again, when are we having a party at your house?
I'm having my fun houses. It's not going to be at my house. But my next fun house is going to be in April, on the 23rd of April. Really excited. I've got new sponsors on board. I've got a whole new shebang that I've actually lined up. I've got more fun houses that are going to happen this year as well. Taking it across the country as well. So I'm quite excited. Like, I'm trying to grow the brand itself. And hopefully it's going to happen this year.
Fantastic. Well, such a rock star. And loving hearing you every single day on the radio as well.
Yay! With my dodgy Uncle Roger.
That's really dope. I think you're poised to have a big 2016.
I'm trying. I'm pushing hard. I'm trying to do more stuff. I'm going to release more music as well. I am recording at the Fresh Day Studios as well. So the single's going to come out very, very soon, hopefully by March, if I have things my way. And then I'm also working on other music stuff. Obviously, radio is happening. Funhouse is happening. More stuff that's probably going to happen at the end of the year. But obviously, I can't speak about it because it's not final. But yeah.
Fantastic.
That's all I can say to you.
What a rock star. Always the nicest person. So unaffected by all the dope stuff that happens around
her. Yeah, because I grew up around the BS. So I kind of know how to swallow it and what in how many doses as well.
Rockstar, Miss Cosmo, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
She's really cool. That's Ms. Cosmo, one of the finest hip-hop DJs in the land, out at Deleuze's All White Pool Party. So listen, I started recording this midway, and unfortunately, you're going to miss Sia Bayile, who's on every second Wednesday in the Next Movement, The Threaded Man, of course, on Kelman on Cliff Central. You're going to miss his freestyling. He was doing a good job. And then I thought, let me just start recording sneakily. So he's not even sure when I started recording. And in this, you'll hear about some of the propositions that Mr. Bayile had at the All White Pool Party. You could order a blowjob on the menu as a drink, or apparently you could get one in the parking lot. He's got the story and the scoop other side of this. Are you dropping beats, bar?
Yeah, I feel like you're now our best friends now. Like, I feel this. We're like the Cram twins.
Absolutely.
But I'm like the blue twin, and you're like the
vanilla.
I don't
know who the Cram twins are, but we can go with that. What's happening, Biyule?
Dude, we out here at the All White Party, doing best. I've got clients here, as you know, Namuzi. She's performing a bit later. So yeah, dude, doing what I do best.
What makes a good party though, bro?
I think what makes a good party is exclusivity,
yeah.
Number one, where people like to party in a space where they feel that no one is just allowed in, you know? Friendship, I think, makes a very good party. I think everyone here is in the industry. Everyone here knows each other, from rappers to stylists to artists to managers to DJs to, as yourself, radio hosts. So it feels like this nice group gathering. You know, we see each other all the time, and we never really get into the same space and have a great time. So that's what this Delez party has turned into.
Now, what have you overheard? What conversations have you been snooping in on so far at the All White?
I don't know if I'm allowed to say this on air, but I was offered a blowjob earlier on.
You were offered a blowjob earlier on?
I was offered a blowjob earlier on.
From who?
But I declined because, you know, I'm married. I'm
who?
I can't say.
Where did this happen?
I can't say, man. Like, I can't say. It's crazy out here.
That is wild. That's crazy.
And then I was offered an orgy later if I'm feeling a bit tipsy.
Oh, wow.
But I can't name names again. But yeah, it's a lot of wild things.
Jeez, I just want to be clear. This has not happened to anyone.
Oh, and
from
then I heard girls told them they want to eat her.
Oh, wow.
That was pretty interesting. Then someone was like, a DJ was like, I want to get so fucked up tonight. I was like, wow.
Oh, wow.
But as
okay.
I said, I can't say any names.
Just heavy days, bro.
Heavy.
Well, listen, just before we wrap it up, give me the most important message for everyone that is digging your segment.
Wow. Let's grow together. Let's support each other. Let's learn from each other. I think our segment is about that. It's not about me dictating stuff. It's about us sharing ideas. You know, it's about sharing those ideas with our community, and our community sharing their ideas with us, and building this movement towards a bigger, better future where young people take over.
Absolutely. It's the next movement on Kelman on Cliff Central every single Wednesday. Mr. Biyule, every second Wednesday.
Can I say something? Do people know what you're wearing? Your t-shirt says, who cares?
I know.
So guys, Ari's planning to get very lit tonight because he doesn't care. I'm just putting it out there.
I did my t-shirt.
He always seems like he's the commentator of everything, but trust me, he does things as well. He gets involved.
I better get involved.
There was some girl. Did you tell the story of the girl that wanted to take pictures with you and has tattoos on at the back?
I didn't even know that this happened.
Yeah, but she was. No, Ari, you were in the picture. You were like, take the picture.
Where was this?
Yeah, in front of this.
Ah, whatever.
The banner. Who's that girl? Ari?
Whatever. Thanks, Biyule. Very dope.
Ari, do you have a girlfriend?
That's the end of it. Thanks, Biyule.
Cheers.
He got a little bit of, he got a little turnt at the All White pool party. There's Sia Biyule. We'll remind him of that audio when we touch base with him every second Wednesday on Kelman on Cliff Central. Hey, listen, I hadn't met this person before. I'd seen some of their music. Obviously, I saw when they collabed with a solo towards the end of last year. But another dude in hip hop who I think is going to have a big 2016 goes by the name of Boogs. And he's got a brand new album dropping soon. Of course, he's had a long history in music. He's been a producer, and now it's kind of his turn. But you know what? He tells his story a lot better than I can. He has Boogs at Deleuze's All White Pool Party. Boogs, even I'm excited for Pegasus, bro.
Thank you, dude. I appreciate that. I really appreciate that.
What's the vibe? When's it coming out? How long did this take?
I've been working on this probably for about, it's close to 2 years now. Obviously, I've been doing production stuff for a while, and then also I did the Better Gang project with Solo. I've also been working with him for a couple of years. So for me, dropping Pegasus was just about sort of dropping it at the right time. I mean, I've had the product for a while. I've been chopping and changing. I'm actually doing the final stuff now. I'll probably be done with everything in probably the next week or two, because I'm also going to be mixing and mastering the stuff myself. So I produced, mixed, mastered, written. So all that kind of stuff. So it's taken quite a lot of time. Yeah.
Do you feel like it's doper to start out producing and then moving into making your own sort of stuff where you heavily feature, or the other way around? Or, I mean, your musical journey has kind of started out in that lane.
Sure.
What's your take on your sort of evolution as a musician, and which is the right or the wrong way, if there is one?
To be honest, I don't think there's a right and wrong way. I think it's essential to learn every time you're in different, you know, scenarios. So for me, you know, I started rapping before I started producing, and that was in high school. So, I mean, I was probably about 13, 14 when I started writing. And at that time, I wasn't familiar with any kind of production software. So, I mean, when I was about 14, that's when I picked up production. But, I mean, I've been playing music, like, you know, way before that. I've been playing instruments before that, school orchestra, that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? So throughout high school, I was also picking up sort of the technical aspects of music and production. So for me, it aided me also with the rise of the, you know, production stuff that I've done with the Ivy League early on. That stuff also aided me to get my sound right. You know what I mean? You know, moving into artist space is very different from just producing four people, because you need to try and find your own sound. It's very different for me giving someone a song, giving someone a beat. It's very different when it's my own stuff, and I have a very, I'm very like pedantic when it comes to music. So, you know, finding my own sound has been a long, long journey. And also as an artist, I think it's important to separate yourself from everyone else. You know, what's interesting about hip hop today is that, you know, as much as it's growing, I'd like to see a lot more individuality from artists. You know what I mean? Because hip hop now is it's in a great space, but I think it's inundated with a lot of the same kind of sounding stuff. You know what I mean? So I think it's important. I think, and that comes probably from my production background, in that I want to produce something that's very unique. You know, I want a product that's very unique.
You speak about it like it's a child.
Yeah, man. You know, it I'm very that. Close to my music, man. That's the thing. As a musician, you know, you got to be close to, got to be close to your craft, got to be close to your art. You know.
Well, listen, dude, I'm excited. You got to stop by at some point for a full chat so we can get all the details.
No doubt. Thanks
just,
for having me.
Just before you wrap it up, give me some advice on trying to host one's own all white pool party.
security, and lots of security. That's my advice. I mean, what I'm seeing here is it's just a bunch of people. It kind of looks like anarchy, really. But I think there's some sort of order, and I guess coming through the gate is now closed already. I mean, guest list is closed, and it's quite tight. It's quite hectic getting in. So I think, the biggest thing is probably security, man. And lots of drinks, lots of alcohol.
Absolutely, that's one of the most important things. Listen, dude, so cool meeting you for the first time, and we've got to get you back sometime soon for a proper chat.
No doubt, dude.
Pegasus is coming soon, it's exciting.
Coming soon, man, appreciate it.
Rockstar.
Thanks, dude.
So good chat there with Boog's, going to be a big name in 2016. And of course, like I said, he collaborated with Solo. Now, Solo, we've had on the show a couple of times. He is next level dope. Now, I know I said that about a lot of people, but in Solo's case, I fully 100% mean it. I think he's really cool. I want to be his friend. That's how I know that someone's cool, is if I want to be their friend. He was out at the all white pool party. Take a listen to what he's got in store in the next 10 months. We just heard from Boog's.
Yep.
We just hung out with him, and now this is Solo. You collaborated.
We did.
Yeah.
We did. That's the homie. But I'm sure he probably said it himself. It was long overdue in any case.
Yeah.
And maybe not for the public, but for us. We've been working together for years, man.
Dude, last time we spoke was, I think, towards the end of last year,
towards
right?
the end of last year, yeah.
And you're about to get into silly season, which is just gig after gig after gig. Have you had a chance to kind of calm down and focus on 2016 now?
You know what? I think... it's all just a continuation, man. Honestly, I think if December's hectic, you kind of go into January with the same mentality. Took a break for like a weekend just to try, you know, at least to say I had a break. But I think it's still the same momentum, man. It's still the same momentum from even last quarter of 2015 into 2016. It doesn't feel like we stopped, I'll be honest.
Is there a part of you that, I mean, you're on this journey now, and I think that your star is just going to continue to rise and rise and rise. Is there a part of you that is almost nervous of when you do hit this massive level of infiltration locally and internationally? Because the journey is sometimes the dopest part. I don't know. Do you ever think about that?
Yeah, absolutely. But like you said, I think every level is its own ride. So every new level is new in any case. So I think... When we hit that stride where we land at that peak, I guess, it will just be its own new version of what this journey has been in any case.
2016, how do you want to look back on it in 11 months from now?
Ooh. I think I'd like to look back and go, damn, international traction.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
I think you're well on your way. Listen, just before we wrap it up, give me your advice on throwing a dope party at your house.
Oh, okay.
And by the way, we're waiting for our invitations, Solo.
well, step one, don't. I don't know who's cleaning all of this up. Step one, look, I guess if you have to, speak to your neighbors. First and last.
Gotta get that clearance.
Step. Get that clearance.
Rockstar, dude. Well, we'll touch base throughout the year, I have no doubt.
Definitely. Just holler at me when you need to.
100%.
Yeah.
Solo, thanks so much for
hanging
out,
bro. Thank you, man, dude. Appreciate it.
solo, poised to have a big 2016. Yeah, we're bringing you all our coverage of Deleuze's all-white pool party. And what coverage would it be without touching base with one of the hottest teams in hip-hop right now, Dream Team? It's been so long since we had them on the show. I promise you we're going to bring them back real soon. But we did catch up with them at the all-white pool party. They have some valuable information to impart in terms of just upping your game. They're the guys that you want to hear from in terms of how you up your game. Here's Dream Team out at Deleuze's all-white pool party.
All right, so individually it's a Dash, Seso, and Trey, but together it's Dream Team.
Dream Team!
Like levels. I was saying now that it's been like about 2 years since we had you on the show, something crazy, and you've just gone, the three of you, and done such unbelievable stuff and really blown up.
But you're doing well as well.
Nah, bro, but I'm not on that, like, came out of Durban and took over the whole country level.
But, I mean, you're taking over radio. I mean, you got radio going and going, going right now. So
that's very, very kind of you. But I do want some tips for success from Dream Team. What are the tips for success? Let's go around the room here.
I think for me personally, it's just understanding what you're about. Because there's no formula, man. You can sit with anybody. They can't tell you what you have to do. So understanding yourself is probably the best thing that you can do for yourself. And just investing time and, you know, working on your brand. That'll give you the success that you need. Believe and developing your own brand.
Powerful.
As Trevor said, man, you really need to believe in what you do and understand what you're doing, man. You got to really work hard and you got to have a really good team behind you that pushes you and motivates you and believes in the dream and the team, you know. That's what's really important.
Yeah, man, just how the boy said. But a dream is a dream until you wake up and chase it. You can dream big, but you got to wake up and chase it. Every day, don't give up on yourself. Be patient on yourself, but chase your dreams.
Now listen, all I hear is rumors of like a lot more TV stuff. This is all I hear on the streets, that there's TV things happening and so on and so forth. I don't know, is there any validity? Are my sources wrong?
There is some TV stuff that we're working on, but just when we're going to drop it, we're not exactly sure yet. You know, we want to do things at our own pace.
Yeah.
It's got to be right. It's got to represent the brand, right? You know, TV is tricky because if it's not showing the right things, then it's not necessarily building your brand. So we want to make sure that, you know, the stuff that we're putting out is showing exactly what we need from it and not the other way around.
But this really is the thing about you, is that you've built up your brand kind of, not slowly, but it seems like you've been very conscious on what the next move is going to be, and you've always made the right moves. And I wonder if that's the three of you, or if that's kind of, I don't know, you're getting guidance from anyone, or is it just the three of you sitting together and formulating the strategy?
I mean, it's a whole lot of us. It's like the whole team, you know. We've got a lot of people behind us that are backing us. And I think we are very huge analysts of the game. We like to really analyze what's going on around us, what we're getting ourselves into, and make proper conscious decisions in what we want to do and how we want to do it in our own way and in our own pace, you know. You got to be patient with some of the things you want to achieve, because patience is a talent. And some people don't understand that you got to really be patient. And you got to work hard, you know. Take it step by step. Don't rush things, yeah.
It's important. Do you want to add on that, bro?
Yeah. When we first came out, you know, our first single was really, really big. So we just wanted to also prove to people that we're not like a fly-by-night or one-hit wonders. So you need to sit back, analyze where you are in the game, then structure your next move. Take your time with it, you know. It's not about being big today. It's about being big in 10 years' time, 20 years' time. You know, longevity is always the key. Consistency is key.
Very, very dope. And then from something serious to something light, we're going to go around now and find out from Dream Team tips to find a bae at the all-white pool party. What are the tips? Obviously, you guys have the we're Dream Team factor, so you're not the average guy that's walking in here to this house in Bryanston. So you've already got an upper hand. But for the average dude who's trying to find love at the all-white pool party, what advice can the three of you impresarios impart?
For the average guy, I think you probably got to look fly first and foremost, man. Make sure that your gear is on point. Make sure that you're confident enough so that when you're approaching any woman, you know, you've got that factor. Women can tell if you believe in yourself, and they feed into your own confidence. So that, for me, would be the first step to, you know, trying to get a bae out here at the all white.
And you, to add on that, you just got to be yourself, man. If a girl doesn't love you for who you are, then maybe she's not for you.
Yeah.
But hey, man, you got to be north too. We're in the north, so you got to be a little bit north. Come on now.
Yeah, man, the boys are right. And last but not least, don't try too hard, man. Everyone here is exclusive. If you got the invites, you in. So don't try too hard. Don't try and impress. She knows you already. Relax.
Power. Dream Team, thank you so much. We got to get you back for a full chat sometime.
Yes, we're due. We're definitely due. We're looking forward to coming back to your show. Thank you,
man. Fantastic. Rockstar. Thanks, guys.
For sure. Jesus.
Trended on Twitter for, I think, 20 hours or something, Deleuze's annual all-white pool party. And no doubt we'll be back there again to bring you all the conversations with all the cool kids hanging out at Deleuze's all-white pool party. It's Kelman on Cliff Central. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.